Welcome, chapter 6, Mishnah 6. Gait sheyat mitachas hapatish. Someone's hammering, right? So a guy's hammering over there and sparks fly off the hammer. Chayev. So in that case, and obviously they fall on something and they set it alight. So he is obligated because he brings over, it's like a person who throws a stone in there. He should have known, and he's supposed to guard the sparks from flying in that situation. Duty of care, exactly, and he is liable. Gamal Shaatan Pishtan Va'avar Birshus Arabim. If a camel is laden with flax and passing through the public domain, V'nichnas Pishtano L'soicha Chanus, and the flax goes into like a stall on the side of the road there, would like of a no-shell chinvani, and what happens is it catches a light on a candle of the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper got a candle in there, it touches the flax catches a light, the hidlik esaber, and then what happens is the whole building goes up in flames. It says the Mishnah Bal HaGamal Chayv, the owner of the camel is liable. It says the Karati, the camel's loaded the load for the camel was too large. That's the case over here, and it's stuck into the shop, and the owner of that camel should have been more careful with the way he loaded up his camel. But if the shopkeeper put the candle outside the shop, he puts it in the road, so then the owner of the shop is liable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'nai Chanukah patur. If it's a Chanukah lamp that he puts outside the house, says Rabbi Yehuda, then he's patur because he put it outside for a mitzvah. Except the Karti brings over here that the halacha is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. So even a Chanukah candle, you've got to be careful with. It doesn't get you out of liability.